real love, only love that is real.
This is from Kelly, 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 and John.
That's real within. You are love unfolding. You are light within. Feel the beauty of life and of living. There's only love that is real, only love that is real, only love that's real within. There's only love that is real, only love that is real, only love that's real for me.
Hello. There's no sound. Very quiet. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah. So, how do you like that song?
There's only love. Tell me who is the artist?
She is definitely in spirit. She has been an inspiration that I actually found out from, one of my guests. I'm trying to think who it was. It was a while ago. And I'd like to do, let me see if I can find something. There's one thing about the switch when you, I wish they would change when you try to find things.
Yes.
And,
do you want me to talk?
Go ahead.
I could hum a little song or sing something. I'm going to also go over and take a look at your space and see that there are some guests there. And I don't know, maybe those folks, Kimberly and the guest and the dog.
Kimberly is me.
Okay,
yeah.
So you have the dog rescuer and another guest. Are these regulars?
Maybe the dog rescuer, yes. She is.
Uh huh.
Yeah, she's a regular of mine.
Right. And so our show was supposed to be this simulcast, joining forces, having two people working together and expanding out to reach more listeners, so that we could get our messages across to a larger audience. And
right?
That was the
yes.
idea. And it's great. It's a great, fabulous idea. Probably more people should do it. And I was thinking, what am I going to say when I get on this show? And I thought, well, I wanted to say there's a very famous, well-known phrase by John Lennon that says, I get by with little help from my friends. And this is like a little tune that plays in your brain, plays in your mind. I'm getting the echo.
All right. Let me fix that.
I think there's a way that you can do it. So anyway, I get by with a little help from my friends is really a wonderful way to start a show, because Mark has reached his hand out to me, and I kept telling him for months on end, this isn't the right time. Things are not ready and prepared in the energy fields for him to step in through the door and join forces. But he's always been there waiting. And that, I have to say, one of the characteristics and qualities that you want in a friend is patience and understanding and perseverance and persistence and just communication and letting others know that somebody is there for you when you need them. And another little saying is, Walter Winchell said, a friend is one who walks in when others walk out. Well, I would say, maybe Walter, I would have to say, a friend who is one who stands by and waits a long time until the person is ready to let you walk in. I don't know if anybody has said anything like that. And folks who are listening out there, hi, Dog Rescuer, thanks for the hearts and the hello and letting us know that you're really out there listening, because very often the folks in the chat have a little sleepy time icon with a Z next to them, like they're out, their lights are out and they're sleeping, that they really can't hear. So having people in the chat who provide comments and feedback is a really nice way to let somebody know that you're there. And if you have any questions, I can do my best to try and answer them or reply if you're going to have a conversation. And that's what these Blog Talk Radio shows are, really conversations. It shouldn't be a one-way thing. Now, I don't know.
Right.
Hi, Mark.
I agree with that. Now, one thing which is very important, too, is the fact that we are in, as you know, in 2012. It is a time of transition and change. And a big piece of that is that we are in transition from a third-dimensional dualistic perception and reality into the fourth dimension or higher of a new reality. And what that also will mean is that the healing and medical techniques and remedies is going to change, because our physiology is going to change, energetic matrix is going to change, everything is going to change. We will still need healers, but we will be doing it from a much different perspective, which is starting to be used now by myself and others, which is through music, through sound, through harmonics, through energy.
Well, I have to say that I think that throughout time, people have been using those modalities. I would say the ancients have always used the healing of sound and calling certain spiritual names and words that we don't know of today, calling upon the energy of angels or prophets that we don't have access to at all times, using the ancient herbal remedies that have been lost because sometimes records of that have not been kept, and other kinds of means of healing that we don't really, not everybody has access to. So I would say, you know, people who use mantras and visual, there's a word for it, which is escaping me right now.
Guided imagery, which is what I'm planning on doing some recording for my new website, which we're still fine-tuning that to put it together now. Yes, they have been using sound, but it's going to be higher frequencies. Now, so that you understand a little bit of what I do, is that basically, I am consciously aware of different aspects of my soul, which are the true nature of our soul is multidimensional. It is our higher self. It is our I Am presence, which is the highest aspect of our soul's expression prior to our soul becoming part of the greater whole of prime source, living consciousness of creation itself, whether it be Source, whether it be God, whether it be Creator, it's the same collective consciousness, the same idea. And basically, we all have this same living consciousness of creation, Source, God, what have you, within our multidimensional soul, which is the true nature of who and what we truly are. The conscious ascension experience, which I do several shows on, which I'm going to be moving forward into more details on that in the future, is the fact that we all have that living consciousness of creation within our soul. It's just that here in a third dimensional reality, we forgot that. We have the false sense of separation from Source. But now that with all this energy that's coming in, more and more people are becoming consciously aware of the true essence of their true self and their being, they are channeling more and more and working with more and more aspects of their true beingness, the true self. Now, I work with harmonics. Basically, harmonics is sound, but it's also beyond sound. Think of the visible light spectrum, right? You have many different frequencies within that. Some that are visible light, some that are not. You with me so far?
Yes, like the rainbow. There's all these different colors.
Right. Think of this. The living consciousness of creation itself, of Source, has several different frequencies of which represent different aspects of creation. Each one of these specific frequencies are part of a greater whole, but each one individually can create universes, separate universes. Are you with me so far?
I'm listening.
Okay. The harmonics, which is one of those specific frequencies from Prime Source Consciousness, which is beyond audible sound, it's the creation consciousness frequency of Source Consciousness, created the light matrix, the holographic matrix of this universe that we are experiencing here, comes from that harmonic frequency of creation consciousness of Source, which, of course, is part of the collective whole of Source. And we are multidimensional souls, and we are part of the greater whole of Source, each in our own individual way. It's just a matter of how much our soul has experienced, has grown, has integrated on all levels of our being as to what we have chosen to experience here in the physical earth plane and what we are here to share.
Okay, so now how is it that you're able to get in touch with the different harmonics?
Through my toning. Now, what I can do is I can play one of my recordings. This way, at the same time, I can check with my family what's going on, and then you can hear it directly. And quite often, I play my recordings. This is a recent one, which I mixed together with my good friend Cairo, who's also my business partner and, you know, my brother in spirit. It's his music combined with my voice and my toning. Would you like to hear it?
Definitely.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and play this. And then you can just sit back and relax and enjoy the toning and everything else that comes through. All right, let's see. Sit down. Center yourself. Take a deep breath. Put one hand on your heart if you can, one hand on your solar plexus, or you can use the same hand. Feel your heart beating. Feel your breathing. Feel your life force essence emanating from your soul. And then through your solar plexus, through your chakras, through your soul, connect with the Prime Source Living Consciousness of Creation, which is within your soul. And then again within, from your Divine Center, connect with the I Am Presence of Gaia, all that she truly is. Connecting with the Tree of Life and Knowledge, feeling its roots, grounding into the heart of Gaia, grounding you to the heart of Mother Gaia, grounding you to the heart Mother Gaia. And as you see and feel your tree of life and knowledge, the tree of life, expanding and growing its trunk, its branches, its leaves, its flowers, its fruit, from all forms of life, all forms of vegetation, from all of creation, as it grows and expands multidimensionally, multi-universally, your consciousness is expanding with it. As you are expanding your consciousness, you are fully integrating with each of your higher dimensional aspects of your I Am Presence's soul's expression of this universe and omniverse. Up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and all the way up to all the octaves, all the dimensions of your I Am Presence's expressions of this universe to your I Am Presence, your higher self, connecting with your entire monad, your entire soul group, connecting with through your I Am Presence, prime source consciousness of omniverse. I'm bringing forth my I Am Presence and your I Am Presence to stand directly at the prime source with the I Am Presence of Gaia. I'm asking for prime source, living consciousness, bringing in a focused beam of pure creation consciousness, of the pure living love, living light, living harmonics, pure living consciousness of creation itself, to both your I Am Presence and mine, and the I Am Presence of Gaia, and all that we truly are throughout infinity. And as this focus beam of creation channels down through the totality of our beings throughout infinity, we are now anchoring this energy into a holy space, a holy vortex of creation consciousness, into the heart mother of Gaia and all that she truly is, and all life, all of creation, throughout all timelines, all alternate realities, all expressions of Gaia and all life, extending out through our quantum matrix, holographic matrix, harmonic matrix of our I Am Presence and beyond, totally integrating into our full conscious awareness, all of our cosmic record and beyond, all the aspects of our expressions of our I Am Presence of prime source consciousness and our own soul, for all divine creation, all dimensional levels of creation of this universe and omniverse, all the universes of creation, wherever I Am Presence has expressed itself. I'm requesting that all the aspects of our totality of beings or infinity to be surrounded with a cocoon of pure source creation consciousness, all the codes, energies, and frequencies of creation itself, all the encodements, to fully awaken us into our totality of our true beingness, fully integrating our I Am Presence into our conscious awareness, as well as all of our dimensional aspects of our soul's expression for all creation, bringing in the harmonic frequencies of sound and beyond sound of pure quietness with all the codes and frequencies of creation now. Ooh. presence and prime source, fully upgrading, integrating, anchoring prime source frequencies, codes for all of creation, consciousness, energies, the living consciousness, prime source. In integrating, actually, and anchoring to the totality of our being, to our infinity, to our physical earth plane, moving us forward and freeing us from all that hinders us, to the totality of our being in any way, shape, or form for moving forward. We're now totally completely free to truly be all of who and what we truly are, and to know all of who and what we truly are in full consciousness and beingness. Infinite divine grace made manifest from the heart of prime source from our universe, infusing the totality of our being with infinite divine grace and divine abundance. So be it, it is so, so be it, it is, shall continue. Thank you, thank you. Aho. So that was, definitely covers a little bit of everything, and that is one of my typical grounding, centering, expansion sessions. Each time I do it, it's usually a little different, and sometimes you never know. You know, it's what comes. So what are your thoughts, Deb?
Is this something that you do on every show?
Not always. Sometimes if I have a guest, you know, especially if they are already familiar with me, they expect it because they know the work that I do and they enjoy it. Other times, if the content that the guest has to share is complex, you know, there's a lot of information, then there isn't always time for that, no. So it depends on the show, it depends on the flow of the show. Things I don't stick to a very specific guideline that this is how a show has to be, this is the way it's going to be, and this is it. I go with the natural flow. I go with the natural flow of the universe, the natural flow of the energy, with whatever is going on, whatever is happening. If there's time to play one of my recordings, fine. If what's going on in the show doesn't support it, if there isn't time, or if there's too much other content that needs to be discussed, then I don't, and it's not a big deal. But I figured you're not familiar with it. This is one of my newest recordings I just did on April 29th. So, and, you know, I thought that the way it came together with the music, it came out very clear, very clear. It came out very good.
I would agree. I would say that I was quite happily surprised. I did not know what to expect. I haven't really heard your music before. And so you turned on the background of your partner, which was very, very soothing and gets you into the mood, into the flow of relaxation and calming down with your guided imagery speaking. And then suddenly the healing tones, the harmonic tones were very round, big, open sounds like an instrument that I was surprised. I was not expecting it. And they're very powerful sounds. And then I didn't want any of it to end, really. I thought, wow. And then you put on the background music again, and it felt as if it abruptly ended when it could have gone on a lot longer. So it's very, very restful and very soothing to hear that sound.
Hmm. And like I said, you know, it's different when I do sessions one-on-one versus a group, but it's also powerful no matter which way it's experienced.
So whether it is via the internet, via the radio show, or in person, you're still going to get the effects?
Yes, basically, I'm pulling channeling in through my I Am presence, through the prime source consciousness, which is within the core of my soul, through my multi-dimension of soul, to my higher self, my I Am presence, my wholeness and oneness with prime source. And then through my sessions, my highest intention is always to work through your higher self, through the source consciousness, which is within your soul. And through that, we are one together with the greater whole of creation itself. Therefore, through my higher intentions with my team that I work with, through the source consciousness within me to the source consciousness, which is within your soul, through my I Am presence and yours, we are bringing this energy in together, and you are your highest aspect of your soul's expression, which is your I Am presence, is choosing what specific energy from my sessions to integrate, to bring into your totality of being, into your soul essence, into your earth embodiment, to bring into your DNA of your physical embodiment, to further integrate, activate, and anchor and activate your DNA with the higher source codes and frequencies which come through my sessions, through my toning, to fully awaken you into your next step in your conscious ascension experience so that you can truly move forward to truly be all of whom you truly are. So that you can move forward to start to remember more of who and what you truly are. That you are more than just your personality. You are more than just your physical embodiment. You are your multidimensional soul. You are your higher self. You are your I Am presence. You are in wholeness and oneness with the source consciousness of all of creation itself, which is the greater collective of all creation. You are that. I am that. Everyone is that. It is just now time for us to remember our true wholeness of our beingness, of our true divinity through the source consciousness, which is within our soul, which we are part of, we are one with, the living consciousness of creation itself. We are truly whole and in oneness with all that is. We simply have to remember that, which is what the ascension process truly is. It's not us ascending up, but it's us integrating our high aspects of our soul, of source, creation, consciousness, into your physical human embodiment, which is therefore transforming your DNA, transforming your physical embodiment, transforming your energy fields into your next state of being, whether it be a fourth dimensional form, whether it be a fifth dimensional form, which you already have, but it's fully upgrading all of who we truly are. And as we, as a collective consciousness of humanity and all life on the planet, ascend up into a higher state of being, all of creation is uplifted at the same time.
Those are very mighty words, and I think that as a planet, having computers and internet, that we are integrating many of those words of, you know, to say the word upgrade or download or reboot. Or, you know, get to a higher level. These types of words have become part of every person's who is using the internet, their regular common day vocabulary. So it's a way, in a way, preparation for a spiritual awakening. because we are electric beings, we are energy beings, we're using energetic tools to communicate, and therefore, I mean, using the sound, obviously the entire universe came into being through sound and through word. Therefore, I can understand what you're speaking. I understand intellectually what you said about ascension. Integrating that into all levels of being, I think each of us would have to be at a very high awareness, a place of readiness that we can really comprehend it, not just intellectually, but in belief, in faith, in emotion, in our mental capacity. It takes a lot more than just hearing the words of what you said, because the words make sense. Just integrating all of that into one human being is much more difficult to create a wholeness of that. Do you understand what I meant? I think he's on mute for a moment.
Yes, I was.
Okay.
Yeah, perfectly. I mean, you are so beautiful and you eloquent. And what would be interesting is, remember, the work that I do is linear, which is as we are perceiving time, it is also nonlinear, which means could be a month ago, could be a week ago, could be years ago, when your soul was ready to move forward in your awakening process, to fully become more of whom you truly are, right?
Right, so you're talking about the time element, that
right.
We're living in a linear sequence in this material earthly world, but on another plane, there is no division of time, that all of ourselves from the time we're born until the time we die is really in existence.
Yes. Now, to bring it further, that one session which you just heard, where I was channeling in the harmonic source frequencies of creation itself, through my I Am presence, through source consciousness within me to yours, as I explained earlier, you receive the energy at whatever point in time in your linear experience that you chose, that you needed it, that you your I Am presence chose that you were ready to move forward to awaken consciously, which means whatever time that was, that time that you brought in that energy to assist you could have been just now. That session was only about 9 minutes long.
Wow, that was 9 minutes?
But you could have received that energy years ago, months ago, weeks ago. You receive the energy to assist you, because it is also a non-linear, non-time constrained experience.
Well, what I am trying to explain is there is a very tangible part of self that is saying this cannot be. It's not real. I can't understand your words. It's the skeptic in me. It is the person who is saying this is illogical. It can't possibly work. And yet, for some reason, whether you had a stressful, pressured time to get on the line at 8 o'clock today because of making dinner for the family, and I was also in a very stressed out place and had to run around the block to go outside before the sun went down. And we had planned it for 1 hour or a different hour. And just making the alignment is a difficult thing. So the making an alignment on all planes, whether it is mental, emotional, spirit, whether it is belief or non-belief, whether it is time or no time, making everything click together is, I think what we'll call miraculous. So I really loved hearing the music, the words, and the tone. And it was relaxing. And I hope it was rejuvenating for the person who is the performer and doing it.
Let me just say this. When I do my toning, when I do my work, when I'm sharing it with others, I'm welcoming them into my quantum metaphysical playground through the divinity within all of us, with Prime Source, the living consciousness of creation itself, where we are co-creating together as one. Think of it this way. I've been doing my show almost 3 years.
Congratulations.
Yeah, in June it'll be 3 years I've been broadcasting. First it was on Healing for a Peace on Block Talk Radio, then it was on Be Love Now. And the energy that I've been channeling continues to grow and expand and become more focused. But the energy that I'm bringing in now can be sent back to when I first started, back 3 years ago, say, or even before that. Therefore, the frequencies which I'm bringing in now, which are much higher and focused energy of creation consciousness, can go back to when I first started, when I was not as focused, not as integrated, because it's a linear and non-linear constrained experience.
Which is very difficult for our brains to comprehend. Because I believe it on one level. I believe that you can go back in time to make reparations, but if you do that, just like any science fiction movie like Twilight Zone or something else, when you make a change in one place along the linear timeline, that means it changes everything that comes after it. So how is that possible, right?
It's a matter of perception. How your perception changes as you learn, as you grow, and as you expand your consciousness, as you're integrating more of your multidimensional soul, your higher self, your I Am Presence, into your conscious beingness.
I think it takes a lot, probably your 3 years worth of this type of work and meditation and doing the sound healing and thinking on these specific thoughts and the guided imagery, all of those things together supports you in having a stronger belief in all the things that you have said about being able to send those tone healing sounds into the past. And make an effect in what you were able to broadcast 3 years ago. So that means that people who are now listening to the older broadcasts are hearing a different sound than what you were actually intoning at that time. It's quite bizarre.
Because think about it this way. The Prime Source consciousness, the harmonic frequencies of creation itself are pure energy, pure divine consciousness of creation itself. It is beyond audible sound.
But you're making audible sounds.
Because that is how it's brought in. If I were to do it by pure silence, what would your experience be like versus when I do the toning?
It would be silent. I don't know what it would be like. I don't know. I haven't experienced it.
Because one thing is that when, you know, to truly connect with Source directly, which we all can do, where you go into that quiet space, where you actually even quiet your mind, quiet your thoughts, quiet your emotions, to simply just listen and receive directly from Source in that complete and utter silence, takes some getting used to.
Well, I've read many, many stories of people who tried to do that and, you know, like go being a Buddhist monk or something, trying to quiet your mind from the constant conversation and inner talking is simply almost impossible.
It's not impossible. It can be done. But it takes focus. It takes meditation. It takes effort. But also being totally open and trusting in your soul, in the Source consciousness which is within your soul, to truly integrate with your higher self, your I Am Presence, consciously. To go beyond your I Am Presence with your true wholeness you truly are with Source consciousness. And simply that we here in the physical earth plane have forgotten that truth. But it is now time for us to remember that truth. Our true state of our being, the true state of who and what we truly are. As divine love expressions of prime source, living consciousness of creation itself.
Well, I imagine that source energy has, from time immemorial and before, has always been there. It's just connecting with it and acknowledging it. And having the resources with which a person can touch that energy, that is, I don't know how we're going to change our universe today to enable that energy to come in from from my experience in this world. Of I think both the, you know, good and evil and positive and negative, which have to be in an equal balance at all times in order for this universe to exist. Very often you will see that darker energy trying to take as much power and control over the universe, which will block out that light.
Okay. What I'm going to do is to I'm going to play another one of Samaria's songs, and I want you to listen to the words carefully. This one is Who I Really Am. This is also by Samaria. Okay? It's about 4 minutes long.
I'm not just this body, emotion, or this mind, these senses or conditions, feelings going round. The truth is, I am really not as I appear. Not ending or beginning, I'm ever everywhere. Who I really am, who I truly am, is boundless beyond body, beyond mind and time, beyond this earthly life. Learning to discover by means of taking form, I'm ever on a journey, experience it all. Everything's illusion, lives of every sort, momentary pleasure, passing through this world. But who I really am, who I truly am, is endless, awesome wonder, ageless wisdom, design, beyond this earthly life. I am not this body, emotions, or this mind, senses or conditions, feelings going round. The truth is, I am really not as I appear, not ending or beginning. I'm ever everywhere. Who I really am, who I truly am, is endless, awesome wonder, ageless wisdom, design, beyond this earthly life. Beyond this body, beyond mind and time, beyond this earthly life.
So, what do you think of that song?
I don't know, but whatever you play and you tell me it is 9 minutes or 4 minutes, the time goes by very quickly. So it didn't feel like 4 minutes. I would have listened to her again. She was great. I know what the words mean, and I know what the message is.
But you're getting into the high energy that she was channeling when she sang it. Just like how I channel source energy through my toning, she does it through her singing.
Okay.
We all
so
can do it in our own way.
Is that her intention?
Love.
Love
is
okay.
The key.
Those four little letters make all the difference.
So true, so true. It's like one of her other songs is Only Love Is Real. I like playing that one too.
Uh-huh.
So do you want to hear that or do you want to talk some more?
Let me take a look over here. We've got on my show is about 8 or 9 minutes left. And so I'll let you choose.
Okay, well, why don't we do this? We will are planning on doing another show together. And it will always be fun. And perhaps we can do longer than an hour. You know, we'll just plan that ahead of time.
Okay.
And we can just go with the natural flow of the universe.
Okay. You know, it's easy to say those words, but to have a knowledge of it, an inner wisdom of going with the flow, it's something that you feel, right? It's something that you have a sense of. It goes beyond logic. It's something that is intuitive and instinctual. And like when you're riding a bike and you're going downhill, I mean, and you know that you're still on the ground, but it feels like you're flying
right.
or something. You know that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. So
right.
I think for most of us, maybe it's just me, knowing that you're doing the right thing at all the time is it's not always there. How many people out there who are listening could raise their hand and say, I'm always in the groove. I'm always in the flow and, you know, I'm not veering off the path. So that's, I think people can ask themselves that. And if anybody has tips and hints on how to get back on that path, maybe it's by playing Mark's music or somebody's music to hear the sounds that bring you back to that sensation and knowing and knowledge. Maybe that's how people can do it. I think that would be really helpful. And people probably can find their own tips and tricks and techniques for doing that, whether it is going out and getting some sunshine or going for a walk or having flowers in a place when they walk in the door. There's always something that can get them in touch with that inner being. Yeah, so you're having your family is in need of you, right?
Yes. Now, why don't you talk a little bit about your show on Tuesday coming up?
Isn't it? Yeah. Thanks so much. I mean, I really appreciate that. I not only do I do Blog Talk Radio, I have also started another program. It's a live video stream where you can actually see the guests, and that is typically on Monday at 11 o'clock Eastern Time, USA. But because I have a guest from Australia, Dr. Isaac Golden, coming in to speak, the time zones we had to change the date. So it's Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, May 8th, and he will be speaking about homeopathy as a preventative to endemic or epidemic infectious disease. And I have written a huge blog all about that to give you some background of a massive country, Cuba, who did an experiment using these homeopathic remedies to prevent the typical cycle of leptospirosis bacterial infection in a population to 2.5 million people at a time. What happens is typically when there is a hurricane and flooding and contaminated water, then the populations are susceptible to disease. So we're not talking about a spiritual level of wellness. We're talking about actual our physical bodies. And to heal that, we're using the homeopathic remedies, which are energetic remedies, and it actually worked because the government of Cuba instituted this program and delivered these remedies to that many thousands of people. And the outcome was phenomenal. So if you typically have so many hundreds of 200 people at a day getting sick, it went down to maybe 3 people a day. And we're going to get the real details and the facts when Dr. Golden gets on and tells us a little bit more. And he has a protocol and program that he uses for all people who are sick, different things that he does, whether it's having asthma or allergies or in difficulty with digestion, just actually anything. And he is very knowledgeable, 30 years worth of experience in the field of homeopathy. So I'm really excited to speak with him. And if anybody wants to get on and send comments or questions ahead of time or get on the show, you're welcome to do that. That's at, if you go to homeopathyworldcommunity.com, you'll see the banner at the top of the page, or go to nissancommunications.com. That's where the producer broadcasts. I go into the production studio. So I want to thank you again, Mark. I've got only about 2 minutes left for sharing your talents with my community here and my listeners, on whether they're on Facebook or Twitter or wherever they are. They're welcome to share this because it is going to be archived for future listening.
Yeah, but think about this. It is archived on both of our shows at the same time.
Very cool. Very cool. So it's amazing, huh, what we can do.
So would you say that is a nonlinear experience in of itself?
Is it a what?
Nonlinear. Okay. It's like
nonlinear.
You are in two places at once. You are in homeopathy, world,
right.
Community.
Right.
You are in on Healing for the Peace, Be Love Now.
Right.
Two separate places at the same time.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. I have to wrap my mind around that thought, but I think that with telebroadcasting, I think that's possible. It's called a simulcast. So
which means someone could be playing. If they had one player, one of our shows, and another one your show, was able to start them playing at the same time.
Yep.
You would hear a stereo of you and me saying the same thing at the same time, but from different sources.
Okay. Well, I agree. We're playing stereo, and my show is going to end in 30 seconds, so that means this broadcast is coming to a close for me, and I think your show is continuing on, and I just have a wonderful night, have a great time, and this was a great experience. I want to thank you again so much.
Love, light, and blessings to you and all your listeners.
Thank you. See you next time.
See you next time. Okay, that was a lot of fun.